Roman ran up the path and knocked hard on the front door. When Gabby unlocked the child gate and bent to give him a hug, the excitement on his face made both women smile.
Hey!
Gabby let Roman wiggle past her into the house.
Is everything good?
Seems to be, Lizzie said. I washed Doofus the dinosaur.
Thanks!
Gabby made an amused face. Roman and Gus found a muddy spot in the yard where one of the sprinklers was leaking. By the time I cleaned them up, I had no time for the stuffed toy.
It's all good, Lizzie nodded. I'll pick him up at the usual time.
Gabby lowered her voice. Coretta was looking over the fence again yesterday. Lizzie tensed.
Did she say anything?
Nope. But I think she might have been taking pictures. Gabby hesitated. If you like, I can call Nate Turner and see if there's anything we can do about it.
I think that would just make everything worse.
Lizzie sighed. I'm going to have to try and talk to her again. She checked the time on her phone and looked at the house next door. The drapes and blinds were closed against the morning sun, giving the place a bland, shuttered look. I can't have her scaring Roman.
She's usually up and about by 9, Gabby said. Should I text you if I see her?
Would you?
Lizzie smiled at her friend.
I'd really appreciate it.
Deep in thought, Lizzie went back onto Main Street and walked toward Yvonne's cafe, where the owner had been at work since 4, baking bread and creating fabulous confections. Lizzie loved her boss and enjoyed her job, although when it was tourist season, it could get extremely busy. Sometimes she didn't sit down for hours. It was good that her commute was so short. When Ted Baker had converted the top floor of his mechanic's shop into an apartment, she'd jumped at the chance to rent it from him. Rose Daycare was right around the corner, and everything in Morgantown was within easy walking distance. Using her key, she entered the rear of the shop, hung her coat in the back, and went through into the huge industrial-sized kitchen.
Hey!
Yvonne Payette called out to her.
How are you this fine morning?
I'm good.
Lizzie fixed on a bright smile. I might have to pop out today to deal with something for Roman. Is that okay?
As long as someone can cover you from the kitchen, then of course it is.
Yvonne gave her a quizzical look as Lizzie washed her hands and put on her apron.
Is everything all right?
It will be,
Lizzie reassured her boss. Gabby was the only person in town who knew the full story about Roman's parentage, and Lizzie preferred to keep it that way. Yvonne had never asked who the father of her son was or made a big deal out of it, for which Lizzie was eternally grateful.
Roman's not sick, is he?
Yvonne placed a tray of shoe buns out on the stainless steel work surface and picked up a piping bag of crème pâtisserie.
No, he's doing great.
Lizzie delved into the pocket of her apron and drew out her notepad and pen.
What are the specials today?
2 hours later, when the early morning commuters and townsfolk had come and gone, and the tourists hadn't yet arrived, Lizzie took the opportunity to check her phone. There was a text from Gabby saying that Coretta was up and hanging out washing in her yard. After checking with Yvonne, Lizzie left the almost empty cafe and made her way back to Gabby's, smiling as she heard the kids shrieking in the backyard. The sun was shining and Gabby's garden was in full bloom. Bypassing the house, Lizzie marched determinedly up the path and knocked on Coretta's door. It took quite a while before it opened. Lizzie had to act quickly when Coretta realized who it was and tried to slam it shut again.